Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And joining us today in the rainy world that is Florida, she is the Leadership Development Specialist. Her name is Melissa Westray Madruga. Hey, Melissa. How are you?
Hey, Jason. How are you? I'm great. I'm
so
wonderful.
So good to have you on the show. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Studio audience is excited, although I will tell you privately, none of them will qualify for the leadership program. These guys are not the sharpest bunch. But listen, it's so good to have you on. Tell us a bit about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Well, it's interesting because I actually just began my career with GTE Financial in January of this year. And I am their leadership development specialist. And I was, this is a brand new program that GTE is putting together, and I'm just so glad that I'm able to be a part of it and that I was selected for this role. Prior to that, though, I've been a corporate trainer for probably almost 20 years,
wow.
And a lot of my experience is in leadership development. So this is something that's not new to me, but I'm just really excited to be a part of this program for GTE.
Well, let's talk about that. Tell us a bit about the Emerge Leadership Program.
Yes, it's a brand new program. Actually, it's part of what I created, the three-tier leadership program. The first tier is the emerging leaders, and those are people that have not yet experienced leadership. They're great seasoned people, or that they're individuals that just have a passion for leadership but just aren't in that current role. And this is a great opportunity. It's a 12-month program for them to get the professional growth and development they may need, get the college training that they may get, because we're also going to offer a business acumen as well as just a lot of professional growth and development type courses, such as, I don't know if you're familiar with 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which is a Franklin Covey course, but
yep.
That's one of the pieces to the program. But they'll also get an opportunity to, you know, do some job shadowing and actually have some chat rooms. And it's kind of a little bit of everything, anything and everything that's going to help them to become a great leader at GTE Financial.
Well, that's awesome. You should know that I thought about writing a book for the studio audience called The 7 Habits of Highly Ineffective People, but the folks at GTE, they have me on the Submerge program, but I'm trying to do better here on the podcast. This is actually very, very exciting. In all seriousness, it is I'm out here and pay a lot of attention to things that happen in the credit union marketplace. I watch the social media stuff all day, and it's all about disruption and social media and all this stuff, all of which has a place, but I almost never see anybody talking about tangible programs that identify potential leaders that care about the culture of the credit union. And it sounds like you've got a tremendous passion for that. Tell us why that's such an important part of development and any training program at a credit union.
Well, I think that you have to kind of go back there, because that's really where we began with our mission and our vision and our values. And I think that from that comes great leaders. And if we're really going to truly, carry on GTE into the future, we have to consider who's going to lead us into that future and who's going to make sure that we are fulfilling our mission and the vision and the values. And so I think you have to kind of go back to basics. And that's really what this program is all about, is let's take a look at, leadership into this century and beyond this century. What's it going to look like? What's it going to take? How are we going to best impact our members' experience? How are we going to make sure that we maintain the greatest talent in the world within this credit union? It's really by providing the challenges, providing the training, providing the development, providing the tools that any individual needs to lead. And I think that you're right. I think a lot of times a lot of these corporations are not necessarily thinking futuristic. They're not necessarily thinking that they have to invest in the people that, you know, are part of their company, their employees. And GTE, part of our flywheel model, it has everything to do with employee engagement. And that's really how I've kind of built this program. It's all about, you know, really helping that individual become the best that they can be, to become that servant leader that we know and embrace and is really part of our culture.
Wow, that's awesome. And, of course, we talked about this yesterday in the pre-call. There is a big generational change occurring. There are 77 million baby boomers and only 38 million Gen Xers. There's going to be a tremendous need for people that have both experience and some tenure. And that, you know, I don't know that we ever want to turn over the leadership of some of our most important and vital departments at the credit union to somebody who doesn't have the experience. They may have all the passion in the world, but I'm not sure I'd be comfortable with a 21-year-old CFO or a COO or a vice president of marketing who just came out of college. And yet, generationally speaking, there's going to be a big gap and a huge competitive world for talent coming in the next decade. And it sounds like this is part of that, being proactive and intentionally engaging our employees, many of whom want to be aspirational and go from where they are now to someplace in a leadership role. And it sounds like you've really got a tremendous focus on that.
Definitely, because, you know, we have to prepare for, you know, succession planning. We have to prepare for that taking place. I mean, you know, I think all companies, like you're saying, you know, we are going to be losing a lot of great talent. We're going to be losing a lot of that leadership just from a generational standpoint. And you're right, we want to make sure that we, you know, have the best people in place with the right skills, with the right talent, with the right knowledge, the right expertise in order to carry us on into the future. So definitely that's a consideration going into this program and creating it.
Well, it all sounds very exciting. Folks, stay tuned to the GTE radio show. We will probably have Melissa back as we get into this and talk to people that get involved in the program. I'm going to be a tremendous champion of this because I believe in this stuff very, very much. I told you in the pre-call yesterday, it was one of the things I witnessed when I was in the Army, that the military does very, very well. Nobody comes into the military as a general or a sergeant major. You have to start one place and earn the right to become a leader as part of your trajectory of your military career. And that's something the military does very, very well. They were very selective about who they picked for leadership positions, and they had a very, very good and thoughtful plan on how to do it. So stay tuned to the show. We're going to have Melissa back from time to time to talk about it. But we always like to end the show, Melissa, with something kind of fun. So we always ask our guest, what was the last song you listened to?
The last song that I listened to was Can't You See? And I'm not even sure who actually sang it, but Can't You See?
I don't know. If it's the one I'm thinking of, I cannot think of her name either, but I think I know it. Can't You See?
I think it was Marshall Tucker.
Marshall Tucker
Band, I believe.
Oh, can't you see what that woman?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're right. I think it is a Marshall Tucker Band.
Yeah, how random is that? But yeah, that's the last song I think I remember hearing.
Hey, man, we get everything on this show. We've had Boston, we've had Journey, and now the Marshall Tucker Band gets a shout-out on the GTE podcast. Melissa, it's so glad to have you as part of the GTE family. We know you're going to do great things with the Emerge program, and it's going to benefit our culture and our brand tremendously now and in the future. And thank you so much for making some time this morning to join us. You take care.
Thank you, Jason. Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you very soon. Awesome. Great job. And I apologize, folks, for singing on the air. That is a surefire way to watch the listenership go way, way down. Hey, folks, as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, my name is Jason Dias, and we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.